for the good, the bad,
hold that thought,
and the dumb
on the Mighty Gwynn Show.
You heard the lady. It is time for our most looked forward to thrill packs, fun-filled and exciting segment of the day. It is that moment where we look for stories that are good, bad, and dumb. Well, we've already looked for them. They've already been assembled. We just bring them to you. Producer Ron puts it together every single day. He has done so again today. And Ron, what do you have on the docket for us?
The good, we're going to start off. Have you seen this show, LeBron James produced new show, The Wall?
I've seen ads for it, but it seems like it's just a bunch of people screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, basically, it's like Plinko. The Price is Right,
it's
Plinko.
It's a game show, right?
I did happen to catch a show. I'm intrigued by it. There was some fun had in our household while watching this show.
Okay,
a lot of us doing the golf turn, trying to will the ball to go a certain way.
Okay.
But my prediction with this show is that it will be the big new game show this spring, and then we'll fade away quite like Deal or No Deal or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
So there's too many fads with it? It's not, why is it going to fade away?
Just because anything like that, they just fade away.
Okay.
You know, it'll probably be picked up, be on the Game Show Network or something like that. You know, they just,
okay.
You know, it has trivia questions, an isolation booth, and then gigantic balls. So it'll be a great show. People will watch it, but it will fade away much like the other ones.
Well, you know, things with gigantic balls normally, you know, gigantic balls eventually fade away.
And honestly, the jokes are going to keep coming because there are a lot of times it's gigantic blue balls.
Okay.
I don't know the sustaining power of that. You know, people getting seen that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Gigantic blue balls is not always a great visual.
My bad is it's 2016 with celebrity deaths.
Okay, yeah. It
needs to end. People need a bubble wrap, say Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney. Who else is out there? We need a bubble. I mean, literally put them in a safe room, padded room, and just, you know, keep them away until the ball drops in 2017.
Yeah, no, clearly. It's like 2016 just had to get one final, you know.
Yeah, well, we thought, I mean, it threw us for a loop because we all thought it was going to be our favorite princess. What was that on Christmas Eve?
Who?
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, Carrie Fisher. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all thought it was going to be her, and, you know, the world was already about to just, you know, World War III was going to happen on causing all these celebrity deaths. But instead, they take the other music icon, George Michaels.
53 years old, man. And it's heart disease, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that's when I was a kid, and we're both basically the same
age.
We're
the same age.
Yeah, okay. When we were kids.
When Wham first came out.
Wham, that song Faith. Remember mm-hmm. how big of a deal that song Faith was?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was singing that for like...
Ever.
Ever, yeah. That's just...
And then, of course, you know, the I Want Your Sex.
Yeah, well, there was that.
That was, you know, for us, I was like, oh, wow.
No, remember when a song called I Want Your Sex used to be controversial?
Yeah. Probably, you know, back then, couldn't even say it on the radio.
I know. Nowadays.
Now we're like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want your sex. Okay, yeah, me
My
too.
Dumb Dylan is probably one of my favorite dumps of the year. In Sri Lanka, they have a Christmas celebration. This is the largest Christmas celebration. It's titled the 2016 Catholic Joy to the World Festival.
Okay.
This is the 2016 edition. They had the biggest dumb of all time. Programs were printed. I'm stumbling on the words of, you know, basically what had happened was, it's a Catholic festival.
Okay.
Programs are printed with prayers on the inside. Somehow, some way, I'm not entirely sure how this happened or how this passed editors' eyes, but a copy of Tupac's song, Hail Mary, was put in place of the 15th century prayer, Hail Mary.
Oh, that's just, I mean, you talk about a lack of editorial oversight. I mean, come on now.
You can't see how they might have made a mistake, how they could have missed that.
Well, you know, it's like I've always said, Ron, St. Thomas Aquinas and Tupac, basically the same people.
I mean, they go hand in hand. It's, you know, one and the same guy.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised at all God, what a. So this, how many millions of people did this go out to? Or how many thousands of people? How this was got huge.
I don't know. I mean, thankfully it's in Sri Lanka. It can't be that big, right?
I don't know. I don't know. There could be more Sri Lankans than you realize, Ron. So I don't know. That seems like a terrible. Now, is there cursing in that song? I'm assuming there is. In the song.
Just a little bit. I mean, here I'll do the clean version for you. Here's a lyric from Tupac's Hail Mary.
Can you get a little flow going?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Mm. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting.
Oh, okay.
And Mama told me never stop until I bust a.
Oh, this isn't a song called Hail Mary?
Yeah. You might get confused. I mean, I don't know if you remember the prayer, how it starts off. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is, you remember that?
Totally.
You know, you can get those confused with, in the liquor store, that's the Hennessy, I hear you calling.
Oh, no.
Can I get some more? Hail till I reach hell, I ain't scared.
That is just terrible. Terrible. I fail to see how a song, that's just Tupac. That's so Tupac.
Tupac lives.
It is. He does indeed.
He now lives in Sri Lanka.
Ugh.
Attending Christmas festivals for all your enjoyment.
Is Barry Warner next?
He is.
On the family of networks here.
He is. Filling in for the great Tony D.
There you go. My partner on my local Houston show. They split us up for today, but we are united in this one way. Barry is coming in next. He's got you from 1 to 3. Here on SB Nation Radio. Huge Monday night game tonight. We'll be back to talk about it again tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your post-Christmas celebrations and festivities. And we're back at you again tomorrow. Barry Warner next, SB Nation Radio.